The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is, wow, and this is Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe Galewski isn't with us this week, so I'm doing the intros and the outros as well as the main part of the show, and I love it. Thanks very much for listening. The Wonder of Aging, Embracing Life After 50 with bestseller Michael Gurry. And if you want to hear the replay of that interview, we did it recently on Last Hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always hear it. You can hear any of our shows. Go to RadioMD.com. Go to You, the Owner's Manual on that and get the archives and you'll hear the show. They're usually posted by Tuesday of the week. Gary Ginsberg coming up. Our cell phones too toxic for kids to even touch. Forget about digital problems with it or digital dementia. That's a new subject this week, digital dementia. Kids who use cell phones end up in a much higher degree of antisocial or unsocial behavior and with what is called digital dementia. They can't remember anything else but how to use the cell phone and how to text and do things on the cell phone. Texas study shows fertilizer in fertile women leads to birth defects. And, if you will, one of the other great ones that Gary Ginsberg did, is the president's climate speech good or bad for your lungs? Arthur Perry at 1:30, the You Beauty segment, will be talking about, guess what you can do to keep your hands looking young. Do you worry about your hands, Bridget?
Oh, that's actually a good one. Yeah, I do a little.
Well, as I saw you, whatever you call it, rubbing and obsessing over your hands and putting junk on your hands over there while using your computer, I would say, gosh. Now, when we left off, you were talking about the new USDA criteria for snacks. And then you were talking about, and they go into effect in a year, but then you also were talking about what happens when parents talk to their kids about dieting.
Yeah, this was a really good study because I think that it drilled down to a lot of issues that can lead to eating disorders in children. And as parents of overweight adolescents, they found that it's very important to be cautious of the way that you speak with your child about a potential weight problem.
So you shouldn't tell your kid, lose weight, run outside, lose weight.
No, and I've actually seen it in some of my friends whose moms are obsessed with them being skinny. I've seen a lot of unhealthy behaviors stem from that. And so this research study only pronounced that. So they found that mothers were reported more often having conversations about dieting and losing weight, but that the fathers ended up having a greater impact on a child's likelihood of engaging in unhealthy weight loss behaviors. So fathers in particular should be careful of this. But they found that
So it wasn't that they didn't lose weight after the father talked, but they went to unhealthy behaviors.
Right.
Meaning skipping food altogether, avoiding protein, getting into what would be called anorexic or bulimic behaviors.
Right. Any kind of behaviors that would eventually deprive the child of the nutrients that they needed from a healthy, balanced diet. So they found that the children who ended up having success with weight loss were the ones whose parents spoke with them about healthy living rather than saying that they were overweight and that they needed to watch their calories or things like that. So the parents that approached it in that way and also were able to have the conversation with their child, because a lot of parents of the overweight adolescents, a certain percentage didn't even have the discussion. So it's important to have the discussion about healthy living and speaking with them about, you know, why exercise is healthy rather than why it's important to lose weight.
And what about grandparents? We should have asked about grandparents.
I know.
Do grandparents ever asked about, have they ever been studied on what they do about weight?
Well, this research study didn't talk about grandparents or if there has been a study done. And to my knowledge, there hasn't been, but I could see that it would potentially have a similar effect.
Now, one of the studies I really enjoyed this week was the fact that the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force wants every baby boomer, that's 50 and over, 50 to 67 now, or 52 to 67 now, tested for hepatitis C. And the real reason is we now have therapies that aren't very toxic, but can prevent chronic liver disease and death and, in fact, liver cancer from hepatitis C. It's one of those largest undiagnosed diseases because it only causes low-grade liver problems, that is, low-grade liver abnormalities or even none. But it is now treatable by things that don't cause any place near as much toxicity as the things. First of all, it never used to be treatable, and now in the last 4 or 5 years, it is treatable. And now in the last year, with things that are much less toxic to you. So that's a real change. So if you're in that age group greater than 52, probably ask your doctor if you should be getting tested for hepatitis C. The other thing is that many more people are getting the hepatitis A vaccine. Go to any country, or even if you're eating in a lot of what I would call shady restaurants in the United States, if you travel a lot and go to places that you don't know the quality of the wait staff and kitchen help in, maybe it's not a bad idea to get the hepatitis A vaccine, since hepatitis A is largely transmitted among food. Now, you also like the story about young adults with melanoma.
Yeah.
Guys having a much higher risk than women.
Yeah, I thought that this of dying from it, because actually women have a higher risk of
getting melanoma.
Yes.
Do you think it's because guys look at their skin much less often, or consider don't look at their skin? I mean, you've lived with three guys this last
yes, I have.
6 weeks, right? And the place was a mess, right?
Oh, it was disgusting. It was so disgusting.
And the bathroom was a mess.
The bathroom and the kitchen were the worst places. And I shared a bathroom with two of the boys. And they thought
you're calling them boys, not young men or men.
Of the guys. they wanted me to call them y'all. Every time I'd say, hey, guys, they'd say, no, stop. You're not in Ohio. You need to say, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. And, but do you think they didn't look at their skin very much?
No, I think they looked at their skin, like, probably more than I do. They all went to the gym, and they were, like, obsessed with dissecting every part of their body and seeing how they could get bigger, I guess.
And the only part of the body size matters with, you know, is the brain.
Right, of course. That's what I told them.
Oh, what a taunt. Bridget is this absolutely beautiful lady.
Oh, my God.
And she must have, those guys must have absolutely gone crazy. Okay, poor guys.
No.
Anyway,
no,
so why do you think the mortality of melanoma is much greater in men? So this goes with Ohio is considering a banning teen tanning centers or teen
right.
tanning and centers.
Well,
it is already banned in New York and New Jersey. But why do you think the problem is on melanoma in men
well,
versus women?
Well, I think
women?
That the sex disparity that exists in terms of the incidence of melanoma in females is higher because females tend to go to tanning beds more often than males. From my experience.
So that's why melanoma is more common. Why do you think it is that it's more lethal in us males? We're not going to answer that right now. We'll get it when we come back. But first, we're also going to come back to Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not. Don't touch that cell phone or even that dial. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. The keyword is stay well. You can always get us 877-711, 877, it's toll free, 877-711-5211 or udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.